Thank you, Secretary of UNEC. This gives us a different picture, because I also feel very premature to come with this draft for the committee to do something, to refer it to the expert subcommittee. I find it premature. But just to bring the terms of reference, I can tell you from now that I don't think it will be a problem for the committee to approve it. They instructed us to participate with UNEC. It has taken a long time. We had the pandemic in the middle. Then we have the different working arrangements from ILO. We reach an agreement. We are restructuring. So everything can be explained. Now, the terms of reference, I don't think it's going to be a problem. But it's important also to bring the membership from IMO to participate as we did it last time. I hope the member states present here, they will support this idea. To make them come when they are here, so we can then in a future state to submit a draft. At the same time, they are prevented of what is going on, and they are clear that something is coming, so they can open some space to receive this code, this draft, that the member states from IMO will be also here. So I think it looks clear. It's a good, I think we have a plan, but I insist that UNEC and ILO should come here to meet the membership of IMO. And in case there is a new chapter from ILO that we are going to discuss beforehand, we have already discussed with our legal department, so we are going to do that from our side, just to be sure that the new chapter doesn't conflict over other instruments, etc. Yeah. And so we will do it, and then we will walk together towards June. Now, because it's not going to be submitted this draft to the Maritime Safety Committee, we have longer time to prepare the document. It won't be March. It can be later on, and I will let them know when the agenda of the committee is ready and the deadline for submissions are established.